We were not friends before the band started. Robert and I met passingly in the very early days of the downtown music scene. He was sitting outside of the Keg one night, and he had had a band called The Look. I had had a band called The Controls, which played one time at American University and disbanded. And so we both knew the other was looking for a new project. And Robert was sitting on a curb near the front door of the Keg. And as we were leaving, I'd never spoken to him directly before. And I looked down and I said, "So Robert, when are you gonna get off your ass and do something?" And he called me 2 days later, and we got together with the people who would become the Urban Verbs and started writing songs at that time. Our process was that I would give Robert a set of lyrics. He would come back to the band a week or 10 days or 2 weeks later with a rough outline of a song, and then everyone in the band would add their parts to the overall composition. Robert played a very liquid style of guitar. He played the electric guitar as though it were a folk guitar, but he added effects to it that gave it a power and a majesty that later became sort of an acceptable or certainly recognizable style of electric guitar. I mean, one of our producers was the great Steve Lillywhite, and Steve did our second record in Atlanta. And Steve took our rough mix tapes down to Nassau in the Bahamas, where a group called U2 was about to begin recording. And you can trace a marked change in the Edge's guitar sound from that record forward. I think Robert has been highly under-recognized as an influential musician. We were modeling ourselves after bands like Roxy Music and certainly Brian Eno's work, who we did our two demo songs with in New York City. But Robert was very much an innovator. He also had a kind of an orchestral approach to music. His music transported people in nightclubs and on albums, and he was a tremendous innovative guitarist. And because his lead singer had a famous brother, he was unfortunately overlooked by the popular press. Gotcha. The last thing that he said to me as I was leaving Sibley the other day was, "Rod, I think the jig is up." He was announcing that to me that he didn't expect to live much longer. And he said, "The doctors can't tell me if I have 3 weeks or 9 months. Hopefully it's the latter." And I got to the door of his room at Sibley Hospital, and I didn't even look back. I just waved my hand over my head, and I said, Robert, you'll notice I am not saying goodbye." The relationship that two men have based on the songs that they create over a period of almost 40 years is a very singular relationship. And so we had a closeness that was different from his friendships with other individuals. And I don't mean to diminish those friendships, but there was something about the relationship that Robert and I had that for me at least was entirely singular and unlike any other relationship in my lifetime. They used to be such good friends of mine. 306 Eastern Standard Time. They used to love.